There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For the carnal mind is enmity against God, and is not subject unto the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of Christ dwell in you. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit which dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall surely die. But if by the Spirit you do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall surely live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We have not received the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we're children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. For we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he predestinated, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? For he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God who justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ who died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Now will you turn in your songbook to number 10. Number 10 in your songbook, Heralds of Christ. verse 16, please. And when we sing the third stanza, let us all sing the melody. Number 16, will you stand now as we sing, Jesus Shall Reign. Turn to number 36, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. I'd like for us to sing the third stanza also in unison when we sing this third stanza. Let's make it majestic. Were the whole realm of nature mine? But the first two stanzas, let us sing prayerfully.
praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. During these months which I have been home, there have been two things particularly that I have tried to help people to see and to understand. One is to help people to see the multitudes of the world, the multitudes without Christ, who await the message of Christ which we have to give. Out there in the Orient, where we live in the midst of them, we're always aware of the multitudes. When we come home for furlough, we then are made aware of those in our own land and those in other lands who do not know the Christ. The other thing that I have tried to help us to see and to understand is the part which you have as an individual as you remember to pray. Oh, if we knew, if we but could know and understand the real power of prayer. Every day you have the privilege of praying for some of your missionaries who have birthdays on that day. Did you ever come to the close of a day, look back over the day, and have occasion to ask yourself, how did I know to do that today? What made us know that that was the right decision to make today? And as you pondered about it and thought of it, you realized there was but one answer. God. Somebody had prayed. Somebody had prayed. Oh, I wonder how much more we could do if you and I and all of us prayed more. Whatsoever ye ask, it shall be given unto you. Today, on our prayer calendar, we have the privilege of praying now for three of our missionaries in Latin America: Mrs. A.W. Compton in Chile, W.W. Stennett in Guatemala, Mrs. William Skinner in Paraguay. Shall we pray? Oh, our Father, we would praise Thee and lift our hearts to Thee in thanksgiving for the privilege that we have, first of all, of knowing Thee, and then in knowing Thee, the privilege of letting others know what Thou dost mean to us. Today, in a special way, we pray for these three. We do not know their particular need, but Thou dost know. And so we pray that Thou wouldst encourage if they're discouraged, strengthen them if they're weak, give them wisdom where they lack it. Bless, we pray Thee, not only these, but the families, their loved ones, those with them and those from whom they're separated, and oh, those with whom they work, those who are so near to their hearts, those for whom they long to see come into the kingdom. And oh, our Father, as we pray for them, we would pray for ourselves, that we too might lift up our eyes and see the multitudes without Christ, and then to see the Lord high and lifted up, and do what we can to have a part. Oh, our Father, draw us closer to Thee, that we may have a larger part, the part which Thou wouldst have us to have. Give us the faith to believe that Thou canst do all things. And now, our Father, we would pray for Thy blessings upon this meeting this afternoon. We thank Thee for the meeting this morning, for what our hearts felt, for the joy that came. And now, as we look at another portion of Thy kingdom's work and our part in it, we pray that Thou wouldst open our hearts and our eyes, speak to us today, and show us what to do. And all the praise and all the glory will be Thine, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.
The missionary you have just heard was Miss Lucy Smith. I know of no person better qualified to speak as she spoke and to lead us in prayer for the multitudes of the earth than Miss Lucy Smith, who has lived and served in the Orient. In 1959, Mrs. Mathis and I were privileged to visit in the Orient, and our first stop was Tokyo, and there we were the house guests of Miss Lucy Smith. I did not think you would ever see us again, as Miss Smith took us out in that largest city of the world in the traffic that is indescribable. She has lived in that traffic and has seen the multitudes of that part of the earth trying to go from place to place. Appointed a missionary to China. Driven out of China when the missionaries had to come out because of the communists coming in. She went to Japan and there learned the language and has ministered now for some years in Japan. It will be 30 years next April since Miss Lucy Smith was appointed by our Foreign Mission Board as one of our missionaries. And when she celebrates that 30th anniversary, she will be in her third assignment in Hong Kong, working with students in Hong Kong Baptist College. This afternoon, we want you to meet the page who is on the platform, Miss Martha Thornburg. We are delighted to have these girls serving as pages. I never meet them that I don't think of Dr. Kathleen Jones out in Indonesia, who served as the president's page during the 50th anniversary meeting of Women's Missionary Union in 1938, as we came to meet there in Richmond. And Dr. Jones says she looks back on that annual meeting when she, as a GA member, sat by the president and realizes today what it meant to her in her interest in missions. And so you will recognize these girls as girls who are affected, their lives are affected by our Girls Auxiliary Program. And we are delighted to have Martha Thornburg with Mrs. Fling and me this afternoon. We would like for you to note the change in schedule tomorrow. I think I've never seen a crowd come so promptly as you did this Monday morning, for usually when many people are arriving on Monday morning, lots of the people are latecomers, but such was not true today. The large majority of the morning audience got in here on time. Now, tomorrow morning, we are beginning earlier, and so we don't want you to come at 9:30 and expect to hear the Southwestern Singers, for they will have been here and gone by the 9:30. We begin tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and so see if you can get here in your places by 9. It may be well for you to come prepared to eat here. We are so grateful for the food service here, for it gives us the largest Monday afternoon audience at the time of beginning that I think I ever recall. Because you did not get caught in the downtown traffic and the food jams, you were able to get back in here for this meeting. Tomorrow afternoon, we are changing the printed schedule, which calls for a 1:30 meeting. We are calling that meeting at 1:15 in order that we might adjourn 15 minutes earlier and thus give more time for this platform to be cleared and reset for the opening session of the Southern Baptist Convention at 6:45. We shall announce this again tomorrow morning, but for all of you, let us remind you now of the 1:15 session tomorrow afternoon. And if you eat here, you'll be in the building and ready for it.
As you go, preach. The continuing missionary imperative.